Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big, open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today for the show. This is episode 49 of the O Woman Podcast, and today's episode is really all about foreplay. Not the specifics yet, but pretty much the basics of foreplay. And the reason I wanted to do this episode is because I feel like a lot of people have a misconception about what foreplay actually is. Most people, when they think of foreplay, they think of very hypersexual events that will lead pretty much immediately to sex. And I feel like probably men think of this more often than women do. There's the classic joke of men thinking foreplay, you know, lasts for, you know, 30 seconds or something like that. You know, that joke. But foreplay is usually thought of, as a hypersexual and a highly physical thing. We don't think of it as often as an emotional foreplay or verbal foreplay. And there's so many different kinds of foreplay. Kind of divided them into four different categories just to talk about a little bit of each. In case you are thinking of a new way to kind of spice up your sexual life with your partner, just thinking of different ways to actually begin the sexual experience. You don't have to start touching each other straight away. You know, you can approach it a different way. So it's kind of nice to have a refreshing new take on interacting with your partner. And so I wanted to talk about that today. Now, foreplay can be really sexual or really physical or really emotional or really verbal or any combination of any of these things or all four at once. I just kind of wanted to break them down a little bit. And so I'll start with the highly sexual foreplay, the one that we think of the most when we think about foreplay. So now, this usually, when you think about it, would include physicality, too. It would include touching someone else physically. But it can also include just looking at each other. So, you know, you could strip for your partner. You could slowly remove clothes, that kind of thing. You could do different things to tantalize them, bend over, you know, things like that. So that's a sexual type of foreplay, but it isn't necessarily a physical contact at the same time. It has more to do with watching and anticipation and things like that. So that ties into a different kind of interaction, a different kind of emotion that your partner might feel, because it's not, you're not cutting straight to the chase with this. It's kind of a teaser kind of thing. Also, of course, a sexual foreplay, or the highly sexualized beginning of foreplay, you know, would include touching. So many different kinds of that. There's, you could do oral sex, you could do, you could do hand jobs. I did a whole episode on that and why those are fun. You could simply just touch each other's skin. You know, you could tickle each other, all that kind of stuff. And if you really, you know, want the details of all the different little things you could do to sexually touch someone, I'm sure there's a multitude of books. I mean, the book that I have, that's the classic, The Joy of Sex, that has a lot of little, you know, tips and tricks in there, but honestly, they're not all that creative. You know, you can kind of think of some of them on your own, really. You know, you tickle someone with a feather, or you, blow on their ear, or you breathe on them, you know, things like that, which are really good, helpful things, but they're not necessarily something that's new for you, depending on, you know and what you've done. A sexual foreplay can also be, focused in many different ways. So it can be focused on both partners together. So they could be touching each other. They could be, you know, you could be doing 69 or something like that. But also it could be kind of more of a one-sided thing. And that would be if somebody decides to take charge and, you know, have the other one lay back and not do anything. You know, it could be one person doing one thing to another person and the other one just, you know, observing and watching, kind of that kind of thing, which is also sort of a teaser situation too. Another really sexual type of foreplay, which, you know, foreplay is innately sexual, but that most people don't always think about if they're thinking of something new, would be touching yourself in front of the other person. So this could be, like I said before, kind of undressing and lingering over one area with your hands or something like that. But it could also be straight up touching yourself, you know, pleasing yourself in front of the other person to varying degrees. So that's something you could think about too if you haven't thought of that before. So then, even though the really sexual types of foreplay, they're all really physical, like I said before, but there's also more physical foreplay that isn't necessarily a sexual thing. Like any of the things I mentioned before, you know, teasing someone, taking off your clothes in front of them, bending over, you know, touching your crotch, you know, in front of them, all that kind of stuff. That's going to be considered definitely a sexual thing pretty much in every circumstance. But you can also do physical things that aren't always considered sexual, but it's just the context in which you use them. And to me, this kind of foreplay is some of the most meaningful because it's not as in your face, it's not as direct. And sometimes that's what you want, you know, direct, that kind of thing. But sometimes you like subtleties and you like to kind of work your way into feeling turned on and feeling connected to your partner and feeling excited about having sex with them. So some examples of the more what I would call physical foreplay would be like a massage, for example. I did an entire episode about massages being the key to my vagina. They're just so fantastic. Now, a massage isn't always sexual. I mean, generally, it can go that way because all your muscles are relaxed. You're so open, relaxed, and into what's going on. But it doesn't have to be. And that's a really good way to start something. You could already be in bed, you know, if you're ready to have sex, you're prepared to work up and get going with the foreplay. Or it could just be in the middle of the day, you know, someone's in the kitchen, you massage the other person's shoulders, and it's going to immediately relax them a little bit. And whether or not you're going to hope that sex happens right after, it's still going to be a good experience for both of you. And it can really begin the foreplay connected experience hours before you decide you want to go have sex, which is really some of the best experiences are really connected, in touch, in sync hours of the day that eventually lead in sex, because you kind of both can tell with each other it looks like it'll be inevitable for that day if you keep up the connection. Also, another, what I would consider this another type of foreplay, a physical foreplay, would be helping each other do something. And of course, this isn't thought of to be as a sexual thing, but it's the manner in which you do it. You know, how do you help them? How do you touch their hand and ask them, do you need help? You know, what do you need? You know, it comes from a place of caring, which is sexy to anyone, pretty much, knowing that your partner, the person that you love or that you care about or that you're spending some time with, cares about you and wants to help you. And that, you know, is a sense of relaxation too. And then just any kind of physical touching that, you know, if two strangers were doing it, it wouldn't necessarily be sexual, like touch somebody's arm. You know, and it becomes very hot and stuff when it's happening. But, you know, touch someone's arm, touch someone's leg, sit next to them, hug them. You know, that's an affection thing. The massage, too, like I mentioned. All of those things are things that I feel like we forget about so much because especially when you've been with someone for a long time, for example, you think like, oh, okay, it's time for sex. Let's do the sexy stuff and get into that. But you forget about all the other little important emotional, physical things that are sexy, especially if they're connected to that kind of vibe, but that really show a sense of care and consideration for another person. And in that same, you know, category, there's emotional foreplay. Which on the most basic level is just having an open, honest conversation with your partner about anything. Just sit down and talk to them. Sit down and talk to them, look at them, uninterrupted conversation. I've done an episode about why date night is so awesome. And date night is so awesome for Jason and I for that reason, because we're not, you know, on our phones or on the computer or doing anything. We're just talking to each other. And date night very often ends in sex because we feel so connected and, you know, and in sync, which is, you know, the point. Conversation is supposed to reconnect you. That's why you picked that person. Let's hope you want to have a conversation with them. And then also being emotionally disarming, can be really nice. And you can do that by, you know, speaking with someone, having a conversation, but also just looking at them in an honest, open way that shows that you're really looking at them and seeing them. I feel like some of the most pregnant moments, you know, moments that are filled with other things, are the moments where no one is saying anything and you're just looking at each other. Either you're staring at each other or you're glancing at each other periodically. Those are kind of the little flirty moments where you feel that spark kind of come back again. And so don't forget about those too. And then the last kind of category that I broke down would be sort of a verbal foreplay, which kind of can take two different paths. So there can be, like I'd said before, a conversation. And that really fits in with the emotional type of foreplay too. They overlap, you know, they're one and the same really. But talk to that person, ask them how their day was, share how you feel, you know, and then going kind of in another direction, share what you would like to do with them later. Be open and honest about saying, I would really like to spend some time close with you later. I'd really like to see you naked tonight. You know, whatever, however you would want to convey that in a way that you know that your partner would like. And then also talking dirty. That's not something that I tend to do all that often. But a lot of people find that it's really, effective for being, turning themselves on, turning their partner on, and that it's kind of a freeing thing. You just can say whatever you want to say and you're in a safe place. So that's a whole nother realm too. And the good thing about foreplay is that it should be exciting, and it is exciting if you're doing it correctly. Otherwise, it's not really foreplay. It's kind of just going through the motions before you happen to have sex. Foreplay is stage one of being emotionally close, and foreplay can last for hours. It can last for 2 seconds, and it depends on what you want and how you want it to go. But the good thing about it is that there's so many different options for connecting, because foreplay is really about connecting, for me that anyway. That's why how long it lasts is so variable. As long as you have connected in the way that you want to connect with that person, foreplay is a success. So the 2 second foreplay could be that you just really want to connect sexually. So you don't really need that much foreplay. You just jump in and it's kind of a quickie. Or it could take hours to connect with that person that day, because you're really feeling more emotional and want to have a conversation and talk about stuff and do some activities together that aren't sexual, that involve, you know, being close with each other and things like that. So foreplay is really what you want it to be and what you and your partner together want it to be. So it shouldn't fit a mold. It shouldn't follow the same pattern every time. And I know it's really hard to think about outside the box. Sometimes you get stuck in a rut and you think, okay, foreplay is we go to the bedroom. We're both tired, so we do this for a little while, and then we have sex, and we go to sleep. And sometimes that's what you do, but sometimes it's nice to spice it up and think of other options. And I just kind of wanted to break down a couple different ideas that you might have forgotten about, that you didn't think of, or that you feel like you don't have time to do. Because, you really do have time to do, because foreplay can be incorporated into your everyday life. It really can. So thanks once again for listening to the O Woman podcast. Today's episode was a little bit brief. And I'm going to talk more in detail for sure in the future about all of these different types of foreplay and all of the examples of or different ways that you can engage in the different foreplay. So more details about hand jobs and oral sex and talking dirty and having quickies and sensual touching, more of that to come for sure. But I just wanted to do an overview today. I would like to remind you, please, when you check out the episodes on iTunes, to rate the episodes. You know, click on the stars 1 through 5. Rate the episodes, because that lets iTunes know that, hey, this is a real thing, and then more people will get exposed to it, and that's what I would really love. Also, make sure you check out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast, and join the email list on the website. You can do that really easily. Join the email list so that you can get the updates about the newest episode, so you don't have to worry about going back to the website to check if that's kind of how you do it. Once again, the website's owomanpodcast.com. I'm Emma, and you can always email me, Emma@owomanpodcast, with anything at all. If you've been listening to more than a few episodes, you already know that I will talk about pretty much anything. So if you have questions or comments or any ideas for a future episode, email me, let me know, or leave a comment on the website in any of the spots. As always, love talking to you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye!